BFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
Check it out.
Turn it on, turn it up, you're my radio.
Halfway through this week, Wednesday morning, 5:03. Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hey, this time yesterday I said, because Rach hobbled in on crutches, and I said I would have taken the day off with that, Rach. And look what we have here. Rach has taken the rest of the week.
You put the idea in her head.
Do you think I have? I think I might have.
My ankle actually hurts a bit, actually.
Might have to take the rest of the week off.
Yeah, I think I'll take the rest of the week.
I feel like Rach has ran with that. I feel like she went, Is it that bad, Laz?
She called me yesterday and she was pretty upset. She felt like she was letting everyone down, not being here for the rest of the week. She was like, well, the doctor said that I had to have the rest of the week. I think it's pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah, but how often do people listen to what the doctor says?
Not
she,
me.
She was pretty bad getting hobbling around on her crutches.
On her crutches, yeah. She did the injury playing squash. But she sent us a text saying, oh, I can't come into work for the rest of the week, guys. And then gets on Facebook and goes, anyone want to come around for Taco Tuesdays?
Oh, here we go.
We don't really have a job where you've got to be on your leg a lot.
She's not feeling sick. She just can't move around a lot.
Do we move around a lot in this job? We sit
behind
a
desk.
Well, we
don't. You and I don't.
She does, doesn't she? She's got to run. Rachel's got to run back and forth between the studio and the other studio to organise.
It's a stretch.
All right, Rachel's PR person over there in the newsroom.
I think it's a stretch, if I'm honest. But anyway, I'd do the same. If the doctor said to me, I go, I'm out.
You would do the same.
You wouldn't?
Nah. Oh. I've never taken a day off in my life.
Well done. Oh, good for you. Everyone clap, Bree.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
What an Aussie legend.
You know, I just work hard for everyone else.
Good stuff.
Doing my part. No, I've never actually taken a day off unless I was super sick. That's actually a true story. I feel like I feel guilty or something.
That's a good work ethic to have.
That's good.
I think that's been drummed into me by my dad, who, like, goes to work on his deathbed.
That doesn't sound like you, though, Em. You just take a sickie for any old reason, right?
Oh, leave Em alone. She's got a 2-year-old.
No, that's all right. No, look, to be honest, I mean, I used to be like that, but, yeah, hey, when you have kids, it's a bit different.
I can't wait for those days.
Yeah. Blame them for everything.
I haven't had a year off in a while either. I wouldn't say never, but...
A year off?
You just said
I haven't had a year off in a while.
I haven't had a day off.
A gap year.
Well, we're not talking about a year. We're talking about one day.
I'll take either at this stage.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Married at First Sight.
Yes.
Where are we at with that show?
Is it over yet?
It's still going. I feel like it's the new My Kitchen Rules from a couple of years ago. Remember they just pumped out.
They're doing it again this year.
Episode after episode.
They're having like 6 rounds of My Instant Restaurant.
There's home visits and there's, you know,
meeting
the family.
And then now they're going to go to Pete's house and cook at his place. And then Manu's going to get involved.
Because I'm only watching it because my fiancée Jamie wants to.
Oh, sure.
So
that's the only reason.
She has control of the remote. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. If you want to watch it, better watch it. And I think it's rating quite well, Married at First Sight.
I think
it's going, which isn't great for any of us because they'll just keep pumping it out. But there was a moment that I just want to play you and I just want to get your take on it because Andrew and Cheryl.
Yes.
Cheryl's the one that's been in the news a lot lately. And Andrew, who had the runaway bride, and then they got matched up together. And they haven't been matched up together all that long.
But he's 38 and she's 25, which,
yeah.
I mean, whatever.
So they sat at the beach, went back to Perth, which is his hometown, to meet everybody. Took her down to the beach. They're sitting there and Andy pulls out a guitar and says,
no.
Written a song for you?
No, he didn't.
Written a song for you while you were in the shower. And she said, I don't take that long to shower. He said, I don't take long to write songs.
Cringe.
And he's been wanting.
I'm out.
Are you out?
I'm out already.
He's been wanting a kiss off Cheryl ever since they got together, but...
I broke up with that guy because his knee's hyperextended. This would do me in easily.
So if a guy whips out the guitar...
Oh, unless he's amazing.
Well, here's a song personally written.
Have you got some of it?
Oh. Here's a song personally written from 38-year-old Andrew for 25-year-old Cheryl after they've only been hanging out a couple of days.
Sitting with you, girl, impossible to know. What the future holds, where my heart will roam. But you shine a light, you pick me up when I was low.
It doesn't stop there.
Girl, you make me feel like home.
Stop.
Wait.
Oh, no.
Girl, you make me feel like
home.
Home. Girl, you make me feel like home. Your face right now, I wish we had a camera on it. It is in shock.
Like, I'm not, I like the guy and give it a go. Like, I'm not, I can't sing for absolute crap, but.
Not into it?
But why?
He thought he was killing it. He's leaned in for the kiss. He's gone, this is my moment. I've wooed her with the guitar.
No. I'm leaning in for the kiss.
Rejection.
Oh, that's really cute.
I hope you like your song.
Thank you for your voice.
Come here. Gotcha.
She said, oh, I don't want to kiss you. And he's gone, come here, like real comment, like grab, like come here.
Did he think she was joking?
No, it was brutal. They just sat there sort of like, oh, now what do we do? He wasn't about it. He was not about it. And I don't blame her, to be honest.
Like, oh, come on.
come on, man.
Maybe.
Oh, in a year?
A year.
Yes.
A year in, you know, you have to love the person.
Of course.
It's unconditional by that stage.
I would have ran off that beach real quick.
I would have ran fast as I could. Actually, that's happened to me in my lifetime.
Has it?
I've had someone sing to me with a guitar before and they were fully naked. And I laughed.
Oh. What, at the song or at the...
Oh, everything.
Oh, that's one
way
to work.
They were super hot.
That's one way to work insecurities.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
So I'm in the market at the moment for a housemate. That sounds creepy. I realise that, but I am and I need one. And one of my mates said to me, she goes, if you can avoid getting one, just do it.
Yeah, 100%.
She's had some horror stories with housemates, and after the story she told me, I don't think I want one.
I had to audition some housemates when I lived in Sydney, and they'd come around, and I could tell in the first 10 seconds whether I wanted to live with someone. One guy rocked up in a turtleneck, and I said, thanks, mate, see you later.
Didn't even let him in the front. Judging on a turtleneck.
Didn't even let him in the front door.
Anyway, she said she lived with this guy, lived with this girl, sorry, and... When she moved in, the girl was already living there and she had like a little fridge and then there was a big fridge for the house because there was like four people that lived there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, one day they were having a big party and they needed extra room in the freezer. So they decided that they'd move stuff around in her little freezer. That was her personal freezer. So they could use that freezer room.
Sure.
Anyway, they were moving stuff around and then they've come across this item that was sitting right at the back of the freezer. They thought, what the hell is this? They've pulled it out. It was a dead bird.
God.
Anyway, they've freaked
out. How did it get in
there? They've freaked out and they send her a picture of it and they say, hey, sorry to move stuff around in your freezer, but we found this.
Yeah.
What's going on? She wrote back and said, that's my pet bird from when I was 12. I'm waiting till I find a house where I'm going to live there forever, so I want to bury it in the garden.
How old is she now? So she's 12. How old is she now?
She's 28.
So, hang on, let me do the math on that. 16 years she's held on to this bird.
It's her dead parrot.
Oh, no.
I was like, you're joking me.
Doesn't she know she could sell it to some blind guy, Dumb and Dumber style?
Oh, and then apparently she lost it and she goes, it can't defrost. You need to put it back in the freezer.
That is, I'll be at the door on that one. So what did she do? Your friend put it back in the freezer
and
to please the houseman?
And then she moved out straight away.
Thank God.
Thank God. She got out of there safe.
Jacob's in Bensville this morning. Morning, Jacob.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning. What's your housemate horror story, Jacob?
I was pretty similar. I had a guy move in. He was a lot older. He was a jeweler down in Sydney, and we had a fridge each, and I had a small bar fridge, and he had the larger one. And so he left early to go to work, and I woke up and wanted a coffee and realised I ran out of milk, so I thought, bugger it, I'll just pinch a tiny bit of his milk. Anyway, his attention to detail must be through the roof because when he came home late that night, he noticed. And every time he used the milk from now on, he marked the level of it.
He did not, Jacob.
Yes.
You're living with an OCD guy right there. That is crazy.
And did you mess with him, Jacob?
By the end of it, I didn't really like him at all, to be honest. He was a bit of a soft spot, so I sort of... I used to rub the lines off by the end of it.
And just fill it up with water. That's what I'd always do.
Chug that milk, Jacob. Chug that milk. Show him who's boss. What was that, mate? Go for it.
I should have filled it up and just drank it all, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm so glad.
People get so picky about things, don't they?
Hearing these stories, I'm just glad I don't have to live with someone at the moment. Kate's in Morisset. Morning, Kate.
Morning, Kate.
Good morning. How are you?
We're
very well.
Well.
What's your housemate horror story?
Well, I made the great decision of getting one of my staff to move in with me. And yesterday he called in sick and... By the time I got home, I realised that he called in fake sick and thought that I wouldn't realise.
Calling in sick when you live with your boss.
That's not going to work.
He was, he was loving life when he got home, but I think a punch in the face wouldn't go astray.
Oh, take that from the boss. Wow. So this is current.
I pulled a 14-hour day to cover both of our workloads.
What's his name?
Is this current, Kate? So is he sick today or yesterday?
That was yesterday.
Oh. What's his name, Kate?
14 hours. Oh, I'm not going to tell you.
I was going to say, call
name
out to that guy.
And shame.
Name and shame.
No, we won't ask you to do that, Kate.
The clincher to that story I told you about my friend's housemate, she said that girl actually ended up moving out.
Right.
And she left some of her stuff behind underneath in this storage shed, and they found a bag of hair.
Oh, God.
It was actually fur that she kept from one of her dogs.
Oh, my God. I can't believe these people are out there. And, like, they exist. These people actually exist.
So if that girl's looking for someone to move in with, it's not me.
No. What world do we live in?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Look, I know the word, and it's a bit of an awkward word, and people don't like to say it very often, but pap smear. And I can't not go this morning without talking about this. Something we have a privilege with this job is raising awareness about certain things. And I can't go past not talking about this morning. And I read on the internet recently that there's massive changes that are happening in our government right now, and they're going to be implemented on May 1st. And it's got to do with the Medicare changes that they're making to pap smear tests that women have in this country. And
so what are they currently?
So currently, Medicare subsidised that you have a pap smear test every 2 years. Mm-hmm. So every 2 years you need to have one, and you also start getting them when you're 18 years old, and the government and Medicare cover the costs of those kinds of things. As of May 1st of this year, they will now be implementing a change to that current system where cervical cancer screening tests can only be done every 2 to 5, it's from 2 years to now every 5 years. So they're changing it by 3 years. It's a massive, massive change.
And their reasoning?
The reasoning behind it, they're also changing, which I think, I've just picked out the biggest ones. They're also changing that instead of starting to get a test done at the age of 18, it's now 25. And the reasoning behind it, which I wanted to read straight away, being a woman, and this affects me personally because I've had pap smears done from when I was 18 and actually got diagnosed with endometriosis from a pap smear test. Which,
what's that?
So endometriosis is a condition where if it goes untreated and undetectable by the time you're 30 or early 30s and you're looking to have a child, it can make you infertile and you can't have children. So,
is that hereditary? Is that a family-run thing?
It can be, but, yeah, they don't know all that much about it yet. But so it affects me in a personal way, and the government have said, based on new evidence, they believe that early detection within young females from 18 is just too rare, and they don't see the benefit of getting pap smears done that often. And
does this save them money, does it?
It saves them a lot of money. Of course, it saves them a lot of money.
Are they saying now if you want to have it done, you've got to go and pay for it yourself?
Exactly.
And is it expensive?
Of course.
Okay.
You have to go to the doctor, and you have to actually see a doctor, like a special doctor, like a doctor that's actually trained to give pap smear tests.
And that's an uncomfortable time.
And you know what? I don't want to go every 2 years.
No.
It sucks. Yeah. I hate it. But it's something that affects a lot of females. And in our country, it's one of the leading causes of death within cancer, after breast cancer within females. I mean, I had a friend from school, and it kind of made me, I'm going to get upset. Because when she was 19, she went to get her first pap smear test, which she meant to get it at 18, but she went to get her first ever pap smear test when she was 19. And she got diagnosed with stage 3 cervical cancer, which is rare. It is, but it does happen. And she had to get everything removed, everything, but she's still with us today. And it's because of that early pap smear test she got when she was 19 years old. I just don't agree with saving a little bit of money.
Mm.
And I mean, they say, you know, the injections that they bought in 10 years ago that you could have the cervical cancer needle, it's changing things and it's not as common. But it doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
For a cost-cutting exercise, your friend is an example.
Yeah.
Your friend, if that was 21 as they're wanting to do. 25.
Jeez,
that's even further away.
Yeah.
You know, if she had not got that test at 19 and passed away because of a cause of that, then the cost cutting doesn't justify
it. It doesn't.
It only takes one life.
Exactly.
So, and then it becomes not worth it. So, I mean, is this locked in? Is this 100% first of...
Well, yes. As of now, it's locked in for May 1st, but you can... there's currently a petition... that's going around at change.org, and they're looking to get 35,000 signatures to take it to Parliament. Currently, it's sitting at 26,000. So if you want to have your say and get involved, I mean, I've already done it.
We'll post a link to our Facebook page, and if you feel passionately about it,
I think it's important. We need to have our say and stand up for these things that matter.
Get up with Brian Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
How long did you go out with someone before you actually moved in together, and how long is too long?
How long is too soon?
Well, yeah, there's another, that too.
That's a different story altogether.
Because Jamie, I was chatting to Jamie last night, my fiance, and she's got a friend, Alice.
Okay.
And
who the?
Is Alice.
Is exactly. Alice.
It's her friend.
Who's that?
So Alice has been going out with Nick, and they live in Perth, but moving to Melbourne. Alice has already moved to Melbourne.
Okay.
Nick is on his way to Melbourne. And I said, well, surely now that they're moving to Melbourne, they'll move in together.
They're moving states, so you'd think so.
Not the case.
No.
Moving states, not moving in together, been together 5 years. 5 years they haven't
What's
lived together.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
What's the issue?
That's what I said. I said, 5 years? Come on. 5 years? There's something wrong there.
That's...
It's over.
I mean, I have maybe back in the day.
Well, I mean, they're...
Maybe back in the olden days.
What do you mean?
Back in the olden days before, you know, people moved in together. You had to get married before you moved in with someone.
Okay.
But not in 2017.
No. You see, when you go out with someone, after the first 6 months to a year, you spend that much time together.
It's just cheaper to get one place.
Save the two bits on rent. And you're going to be spending lots of nights at each other's houses. Just have the one place. They're avoiding something. Something's being avoided. And I don't know what it is. And I want to know.
My feeling... is that one of them wants to break up with the other one,
Ooh.
But they just don't have the guts to do it.
Ooh.
Because why else wouldn't you move in with them?
So you just keep stringing it on and then you just go, okay, well.
One of them doesn't see a future.
Oh, that is,
I'm telling you.
5 years.
It's brutal.
All right, let's go to Ellie and Lizaro this morning. Morning, Elle.
Morning, Elle.
Morning.
Morning. So what have we got here? We've got best friends engaged. Will you tell us a story? How long were they engaged for?
They recently just got engaged the end of last year.
Okay. And how long have they been together, Elle?
They have been together for over 10 years.
And they haven't lived together that long?
Yeah.
And no.
They got each other until after the wedding.
Who do you think's going to do the runner from the wedding? Is it him or her?
You know what? They have been through thick and thin, and I don't think any of them are going to run.
See, that's the thing, though. You don't really experience thick and thin until you live together.
What if they move in together after the wedding and one of them finds out that one of them's a hoarder?
Well, that's what I said, but they didn't listen to me, so.
You know, what if they find out that one drinks milk out of the carton?
Oh.
Or one doesn't take the bins out?
Get you know, rid
these
of them.
Are the, these are the things that you find out when you live with someone. We had another call. What was Toddy calling for? Toddy was... jumping
Toddy
on with
said
us.
That he moved in with his partner straight away.
So straight away?
Straight on, yeah.
What, so went on a date and moved in together the next
there
day?
There he is, he's calling back.
Well, let's go to Toddy this morning. Morning, Todd in Baddow Bay. Morning, mate.
Hello.
Oh, ooh. How old's Todd?
Pardon?
How old are you, Todd?
Who's this?
Toddy?
It's Kelly.
Oh, Kelly.
How long?
Yeah. How old am I?
Doesn't matter. How long did you go before you moved in with someone? Oh, my God. Kelly,
that's a long time, Kelly. That is ages.
I think Kelly just wants the tickets to the...
Kelly thought she called the pizza shop.
She's like, what? Now I'm on CFM?
What's going on?
I just got a text. Someone moved in. Oh, here we go. Brent, my plumber, moved in with my girlfriend after 2 months. Okay. They've now been married for 10 years this year. 2 months is all it took.
There you go. That's pretty quick.
That is very quick.
2 months.
That is super quick. See, I don't know.
What about you and Jamie?
Jamie and I, we moved in pretty soon after we started going out.
How soon? Put a number on it.
Month.
No.
Yep.
You're crazier than I thought.
Well, we had a break in between and then we got back together and then we all lived together. Remember in Brisbane when you and I lived together and Jamie moved
That's
in?
That's right. We're in a polyamorous relationship.
Yes.
Didn't work out. You guys dumped me.
Best decision we ever made.
Oh! Same here, actually. That's
it. It's mutual. It's mutual.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Where are we at? Start that again.
And
this
go.
We can edit this bit out, right?
We can. It's not live.
It's not live.
Not live radio.
Hey, where are we at with the guy that was going to get the tattoo, the big mural on his back of your mum saying morning?
I think we kind of got busy at the end of last year. Slash, we didn't want to do that to someone.
Are we still on that?
No, I think it wasn't taken off the table.
I feel like it's dropped off the table. We've sort of forgotten about it. I'd love to get that guy to get that tattoo still. He came
bastard.
To us and wanted, I know he wanted the big mural on his back of your mum say morning. So I think we need to get back onto that.
We'll look into it.
Do you think a tattoo like that would put someone off hooking up with him? You know, if he went to go hook up with someone and took his shirt off and there was a big picture of someone else's mum holding a morning mug, would they go, whoa,
they'd probably
that?
Go, who's that lovely looking lady?
He really likes mums.
Yeah.
And I like guys like that. That's great. There's a guy on a UK TV show who's found this problem. He got a tattoo when he was a bit younger.
Uh-oh.
And he talks about how since getting the tattoo, he's had a lot of trouble with just day-to-day life.
So I've got a tattoo and it is absolutely horrendous. It interferes with everyday life, like swimming and sex life, everything we got there.
Sex life.
Yeah, you'll understand once you see it.
Sex life, out.
Well, what is the tattoo? Is it on his face? Is it a Mike Tyson replica? Like, what is it?
Is that something that will put you off?
Oh, I wouldn't like it.
Okay.
I mean...
Here's what the tattoo is. It involves... I'll just let him explain.
Okay.
Me, your mum, and Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It was really, really funny at the time. And I was obsessed with Chuck Norris back in the day. So, yeah, I thought, why not?
When people see it, what do they say?
My dad was not happy at all.
So it's about time you get it covered up?
Yes, please.
So it's a tattoo of him, a lady, and Chuck Norris. And the tattoo says, me, your mum, and Chuck Norris.
Wow. How big is it?
It's big enough for people to be put off wanting to hook up with this guy.
And where is it?
On his leg.
On his where on his leg?
For everyone to see. If you're wearing shorts, you can see it.
Oh, no. Remember when Chuck Norris was such a big thing?
People still make Chuck Norris quotes.
Yeah,
I don't know
what
I'd
would
get
Chuck
it,
Norris do?
I don't know if I'd get it tattooed on me, because you know my, you know, with the whole tattoo thing.
Here we go.
You don't put bumper stickers on a Ferrari. You know that. I just say that because I'm too scared to get a tattoo, to be fair. But
aren't you terrified of needles?
I just don't want to. I buy a T-shirt and then I'm sick of that T-shirt within a week. If I get a tattoo, I'm not going to love that thing forever.
I'd actually want to get mine lasered off. If I had the money to do it, I'd probably get lasered.
Because you've got the tattoo down by your ankle. That's the number 13.
Yeah.
You're a big Taylor Swift fan.
No, it's... No, it's not because of her.
That's because that's her album.
No.
Why'd you get 13?
Not
again?
Even a big Taylor Swift fan. No, it's because, I don't know. See, I hate having to explain it to people. It's because it's like a thing in our family. Like, number 13 always comes up. It's a lucky number. We're all born on the 3rd or the 13th. Oh, it's just a long explanation.
Wow.
Long
did
story
you have a
short,
few drinks when you got
long
that
story
done?
Short, I'd been drinking a lot for two weeks because my friends from America were in town. They got a tattoo, then they forced me into it.
Well, that makes sense.
Yes.
I mean, that's understandable.
Peer pressure. I picked something out on the day.
Have you had anyone not want to hook up with you because of it?
Well, probably. They just didn't tell me about it.
I mean, I know there's the list of other things. And then
I was going to say, I've got bigger problems than that tattoo, trust me.
But if you went to hook up with a guy and there was a tattoo of Chuck Norris, some lady in him, and it said, me, your mum and Chuck Norris, would you go through with it?
I'd probably think it was pretty funny. But that's me. I don't know. And then I'd probably hook up with him and then say, sorry, we can't see each other anymore.
And be like, hey, where's Chuck? Me, you and Chuck, yeah?
Like, do you actually know him? Because that looks like a fun threesome.
can we make it happen?
Okay.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
It's time we cover off those news stories where you just look at them and you think, well, I don't really care.
I don't give a sh** news.
There's plenty of it on the news, isn't there?
We're saturated with news. There's no doubt about that. So can't all be good. Most of it's not.
Most of it really boring and they're just stretching for a news story.
So it's where we go round the grounds here. We've all got a story each that we thought, I just don't care about that. Who's going to start this morning?
But you have to sell the story, okay?
Are you going to sell the story?
If it's your own story, you have to sell it like it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
So it makes you sound.
God.
Like an idiot.
I'm going to struggle with that this morning.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
You have to sell your story.
I genuinely see this one daily and I just, it's killing me. Do we have the same story?
Maybe.
What's your story?
All right. My story this morning, guys. Oh, this is massive news. I can't believe it's got out into the public, but they've released Pete from MKR, what he feeds his daughters for breakfast. You're not going to believe it, guys. Yeah. It is amazing. It's a shock.
What does he feed his daughters for breakfast, does it say?
He feeds them organic eggs, broccolini, bacon, kale, and salmon roe fish eggs.
That sounds like a pretty nice breakfast, if I'm honest.
Pretty fancy for a couple of six-year-olds.
And how many news stories have you seen on this, what he feeds his daughter for breakfast?
Oh, this is probably the sixth.
The sixth one?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just entranced by it. I'm so interested.
You really sound like it.
I don't give a sh**. News.
Go for it, Laz.
What do you got,
Take
Laz?
Take it away, Laz.
Okay, so you're not going to be able to get through your day without knowing this, right?
Not at all. Is it a big news story,
it's
is it?
Pretty big. I mean, a little bit intense. So, a little bit celebrity related too. So, Michelle Bridges says that she wrestled a cookie off her son Axel at his first birthday party, right?
Oh, yeah. That's front page
See,
news.
I told you. Intense. Well, apparently, yeah, she's known for a strict diet and fitness regime. It seems that attitude also applies to the health of a one-year-old son. I can't even believe this is like...
There's a whole article.
Yeah.
On news.com.
I mean, the kid's really cute, but...
Is there a video of the wrestle? If there was a video of Michelle Bridges wrestling her kid for a cookie, I would click on that.
She's got her one-year-old in a headlock.
I mean, the kid...
Give it to me!
The kid doesn't stand a chance.
The kid is the cutest thing I've ever seen, too. I don't think he'd be able to... Sort of.
God, that is a slow news day.
It's a very, very slow news day.
I don't give a news.
We've all gone down the TV celebrities in Australia this morning.
Well, that's
you guys
just
would have
stuff
seen,
we don't really care about.
You would have seen a lot of stories about this. Karl Stefanovic, guys, his new girlfriend.
No.
They've been kissing on the boat.
And what boat?
Just a boat on Sydney Harbour. Karl Stefanovic and his brand new girlfriend. He's killing it, by the way. She's attractive and young. But anyway, they are looking at rentals together off the back of his marriage. And I can honestly say the updates that I get on this Karl Stefanovic girlfriend
thing...
It's
like every second.
It is hourly. Does anyone care? Does anyone care?
It's like Karl did a fart and the girlfriend saw it. Update. Big news.
Again, if there was video of that...
I'd probably be entranced by it.
I would probably watch that.
I don't give a sh** news.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Wanted to do a follow-up on this story. Look, we know it's a heavy story and it's the details involved in it can be quite...
Pretty full-on.
Full-on. But we wanted to do a follow-up yesterday.
We spoke to Christina Hearn from Channel 9 about the body that was found in Victoria, and she's got a massive update on the story for us this morning. Morning, Christine.
Good morning, guys.
The update overnight that we've seen that you guys have been reporting on the news is that it is the body that we were predicting yesterday, right?
Yeah, that's right, guys. This is a stunning breakthrough. The confirmation came from police late yesterday that this body found in the Massenden Regional Park is that of missing mum Karen Rostewski. It's been a murder mystery that has gripped not only Melbourne but around the country for about 8 months. And, of course, this discovery, whilst very grim, tragic for the family. It is going to help police in their investigation because they now have a search area. They can door knock, they can look for CCTV, they can do forensic testing, anything that can help them hunt for this killer.
Wow. And so, Brett, you were telling me something off air.
Christine, I saw yesterday that a reporter was saying that there was an axe and a shovel found. Is that involved in the case, or are they saying now that that was one of the policemen's shovel and axe?
Look, we don't have confirmation from that from police. Of course, all kinds of things are found, and we don't know if they are relevant to the investigation. So that's all now being collected by police. They did undergo a line search yesterday with SES, which is just going through that area where the body was found, just to look for clues. We spoke to some locals yesterday as well who said, look, the area is really isolated. One person, a local, told us he did notice a bad smell coming from there for about 8 months ago. But of course, just thought it was an animal or something like that. And of course, they are now all speaking to police. I'm outside the Avondale Heights home. This is where Karen's husband, Boris, and daughter, 21-year-old daughter Sarah, live. We haven't seen them this morning, but I can tell you there's a bunch of flowers that have been left outside the home. Mm. And I'll just read you a quick quote from Karen Rostewski's auntie, Patricia, mm-hmm. who told Fairfax, "Happy we found her. Devastated. That's how she was discovered."
Yeah, it just gave me goosebumps. Yeah, I'm the same.
And has there been any word from the husband, Boris, or he's staying quiet at the moment, Christine?
We haven't heard from Boris, obviously. We're outside the home right at the moment. Keen to talk to any family member that might want to chat to us, but not since we spoke to him yesterday. On Monday after that body was discovered on the phone, and he told Channel 9 he didn't want to talk because he believed his phone was being tapped by police. I've got to stress, he's always denied any involvement in Karen's disappearance.
All right. A lot to keep a close eye on today. Christine Ahern from Channel 9 News, thanks for the update.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. You can keep up to date with that on Channel 9, of course, and Emma's been doing a great job with keeping us up to date with that story in our news as well here at Sea.
Makes me feel sick. I've got so many goosebumps now. I just knew it was her yesterday when they were reporting on that body. I just knew for some reason that it would be her, and unfortunately...
It's one of those things, I mean, you don't want to point any fingers at this stage, but...
It's one of those things, though. I mean, a lot of the evidence does point in the direction of the husband, but you just never know.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
In a world of elite actors and actresses, there are tryhards. Famous scenes. Two horrible actors. Well, technically, they're not even actors. This is Bree and Gaunzi's Amateur Acting.
All right. I'm excited. I get excited about this because I like to do a bit of amateur acting. Yep. To play. All right,
it's just great to relive some of the great movie scenes.
It is. All right, so how you play along is we're going to act out, or if you can even call it acting, a famous movie scene from a famous movie. And if you think you know at any point during the scene, you need to call on 13 12 16. If you're the first person through who knows the right movie, mm-hmm. you get tickets to our first birthday party.
All right, so... Laz, are you going to call action on this scene and we'll kick into it? 13,
right.
12, 16 is our
number.
Hold
on, I need to get a character.
You're getting into the zone, okay.
Are you going to go accent?
Maybe.
Because it is an American film.
I'll give it a crack.
Okay.
I'm
first up.
Okay. I'm no Robert De Niro. I'll put it that way.
All right. Are you going to call action
go for
us?
It. Yep.
And action.
You know what? I've got a confession to make. I've listened to you all 1,000 sob stories at a time. And, well, I've been very judgmental. And maybe you're all correct. Men are the enemy. But I still love the enemy.
Hello? Hello? I'm looking for my wife? Wait, okay. This is where it has to happen. I'm not letting you get rid of me. How about that? Tonight, our little project, our company, had a very, very big night. But it wasn't complete because I couldn't share it with you. I miss my wife. Oh, man, I'm no good at this.
It gets even better.
Oh, I am no good at this. Oh, we live in a cynical world.
and we work in a business of tough competitors. I love you. Why do you always pick love scenes between us?
I just want to hear you say it.
You complete me. Not just as in...
Shut up. Just shut up.
All right, and scene.
No!
That's it, isn't
it? I'm getting to the most iconic line of the scene.
I can't work under these conditions.
Hold on, and say action again. Action. You had me at hello.
And scene. Okay, well done. Who was that actor that lost the plot that time? And he was like, oh, look at you walking up. Who was it? Who played Batman?
Know.
Who played Batman? Oh, guys. He's in that movie.
We're going off topic. All right. First person through on 13, 12, 16.
Christian Bale. That guy. That's who I was thinking of.
Do you know the famous movie that that scene is from?
Jerry Maguire?
It is.
Show me the money.
I have no idea how you would have guessed it from that display, but you did.
Well done, Jen. Good stuff.
Well done, thank you.
Hey, why didn't you go with the show me the money scene? That's
because
like
that's easy.
Too easy?
Too easy. As soon as you say show me the money,
that gives it away. You had me.
Jen called
hello.
Through before we did the famous line. You had me at hello.
Oh,
so
did
she guessed it before that, didn't you, Jen?
Nice work, Jen.
I did, yes.
Nice work.
Big fan of the movie.
It was the acting. Thank you, Jen. You can come on the show anytime.
I don't believe it, Jen. Don't believe a word. Hey, we'll see you at our first birthday party, King Cumber Hotel, next Friday night.
We'd love to have you there.
Great. Thank you.
It's going to be a great night. Thanks for calling the show.
I feel like we need to step it up.
In what way?
Like, we need to step up the scenes a little bit.
Why? That's like only the second time we've done it.
Like, our accents, we didn't even put on American accent.
I can't do it. I really can't.
You can't do the American accent?
No. I tried. That was me trying.
That was you trying.
That's what I mean.
You really can't.
I really can't.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
If Rach, producer Rach, because Loopy Laz has been filling in.
I think Gabby.
This morning.
I think Gabby's going to come in
next. The Gabster on.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should get on air and do some stuff,
Hey,
Laz.
What was I heard, I was listening into your conversation the other day.
What?
With you and Gabby, and she said that her neighbour's cheating.
Oh, God. I don't know if we can run with that.
What? Too late.
Maybe it's something we can investigate further.
Is her? She said that.
I don't know. She just dropped to me that she thinks that her neighbour might be having an affair.
Really?
I don't know. I don't want to. What's going on? Gabs is running in. What's she saying?
I don't know. What's she saying?
Come in, Gabby.
Are we in trouble?
Come in.
I want to ask her.
Does anyone know where Gabby lives? Does anyone know where you live?
Jump on the mic, Gaz. Jump on the mic.
Oh,
is that true? Tell me about this neighbour of yours.
Well, I don't know if it's true, but it
just
looks that way.
Just be careful. It's a ledge.
Okay, no, I used to work at a particular coffee shop and I noticed he had a girl coming all the time and now I see him on his balcony and he has one brunette girl one night and one blonde girl the next night.
Maybe he's single.
Yeah, did you
ready
think
to
about
mingle?
That?
Maybe. It sounds more exciting if I say...
Ooh. What do you mean it sounds more exciting?
No, I feel like I'm an investigator.
She wants to do the right thing.
Yeah.
How are you going to know for sure? How about you...
Hook up with the guy.
Sacrifice yourself.
Sacrifice? I have a boyfriend.
He won't mind. Go over there and just kind of put out the vibe and see what you get.
Why don't you come over and do one of those things with me where we just sit there for like a few hours?
I'll come over.
Yeah, a steak out.
Can there be a cheese platter?
Yes.
It'd be the most fancy steak out ever.
Can I hook up with any of the chicks that come round?
You're engaged.
Just hypothetical, guys.
If anyone's going to get involved, it is me.
Yeah.
Well, I am up for anything.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.